The third alternative. Solving life's most difficult problems. Author, Stephen R. Covey. The principle, paradigm, and process of synergy. There is a way to solve the toughest problems we face, even those that look unsolvable. There is a path that cuts through nearly all life's dilemmas and deep divisions. It's not your way, and it's not my way. It's a higher way. I call it the third alternative. Most conflicts have two sides. We used to think of my team against your team. In such case, there are two alternatives. The real problem is in our mental paradigms, that is, patterns and modes of thinking that influence how we behave. It's like a map that helps us decide which direction to go. The map we see determines what we do, and what we do determines the results we get. If I see only the mental map of the first alternative, my own map, then the only way out is to persuade you to shift your paradigm or even force you to accept my alternative. I must win and you must lose. If, on the other hand, I throw away my map and follow yours, the second alternative, I face the same problem. You might win, but I could lose. We could combine maps, and that helps. Maybe we can come up with a better solution than either one of us has in mind. The principle of synergy. We get to the third alternative through a process called synergy. When we get to synergy, we transcend the conflict. We go beyond to something new, something that transforms the future. Synergy is better than my way or your way. It's our way. The paradigms of synergy. Paradigm 1. I see myself. The first paradigm is about seeing myself as a unique human capable of independent judgment and action. What do I see when I look in the mirror? Do I see a thoughtful, respectful, and open-minded person? Or do I see a person who knows all the answers and holds in contempt the people on the other side of the conflict? Paradigm 2. I see you. The second paradigm is about seeing others as people instead of things. With the contrasting I stereotype you paradigm, I cannot be fully trusted to keep your interests as well as mine at heart, and no third alternative is possible. When I look at you, I see only the representative of a side. I see you means I acknowledge your unique individuality. Paradigm 3. I seek you out. This paradigm is about deliberately seeking out conflicting views instead of avoiding or defending yourself against them. The best response to someone who doesn't see things your way is to say, "You disagree? I need to listen to you," and mean it. I call this paradigm, "I seek you out," to express the strong shift in thinking that the third alternative requires. When faced with someone who disagrees with me, like everyone else, I automatically go on the defensive. That's why third alternative thinking is so counterintuitive. It urges me to put a high value on people who differ from me instead of throwing up defensive walls. Paradigm 4. I synergize with you. This last paradigm is about going for a solution that's better than anyone has thought of before, rather than getting caught up in the cycle of attacking one another. It's the process of actually creating the third alternative. We want to learn about what they are thinking. We want to learn more about their energy, their spirit, and when we do that, we can get playful and move with it, and it can change the situation. The third alternative at work. Over a century ago, Henry Royce and the Honorable Charles Rolls met for the first time in the lobby of Midland Hotel in Manchester, England. They were very different, but they both loved cars. In those days, the infant automobile was little more than an expensive curiosity. For 3 years, Royce had been fiddling in his shop with a French car and was sure he could make a better one. His philosophy was, strive for perfection in everything you do. Take the best that exists and make it better. When it does not exist, design it. The resulting handmade car impressed Rolls, who had started a new kind of business, an automobile showroom in the fashionable West End of London. He was too dissatisfied with the French cars on his show floor. So, the rich young promoter and the hardened old mechanic decided to launch the Rolls-Royce Motor Car Company. This was a third alternative company, a marriage of high-quality craftsmanship and a flashy business sense. While Royce went to work to build the best engineered car on the planet, Rolls inspired a silver body design and a publicity campaign that would bring them all the business of the wealthy British upper class. The third alternative at home. Because most people don't understand their freedom, they react in one of two ways. They express their anger or they repress it in the mistaken belief that if they ignore a problem, it will go away. Everyone knows the signs of repression: tight lips, the silent treatment, the nervous walking on eggshells. Neither expression nor repression of anger is helpful. Trapped between these two alternatives, what can you do? There is a third alternative. You can choose to transcend those feelings. To be offended is a choice you make. It's not done to you, you do it to yourself. You have within that space of decision the power to choose not to be offended. Others can't shame you. You can only shame yourself. You cannot control the behaviors of others, but you can control your own response to it. There is a much better alternative to both holding it in and getting it out. Transform it. Replace resentment, anger, and abusive impulses with compassion. The third alternative in society. Ecology is a word that basically describes the synergism in nature. Everything is related to everything else. It's in the relationship that the creative parts are maximized. We live on an interdependent planet where the whole is far more than the sum of its parts. So we cannot treat the parts in isolation or as they don't count. As with a work team, if the individual members don't win, the team can't win. Dr. Peter Corning warns that we must start seeing the world through the synergy paradigm. We are constantly challenged to expand our understanding of what all the parts are in our systems and to cope with the patterns of interdependency that these systems have created. There is an ever-present danger that our short-sightedness will produce unpleasant or fatal surprises. By the same token, we must learn to develop more sophisticated ways of understanding the larger systemic consequences of our action. Finally, your success as a third alternative thinker will come from the inside out. I recommend the following steps that I found to be very helpful in developing inner strength and security to create third alternative solutions. Beware of pride. Be quick to forgive perceived slights. Make and keep very small promises to yourself and others. Read widely. Get enough sleep. Study inspiring or sacred literature. Make quiet time for yourself to think through third alternative solutions. Express love and appreciation to your associates. Listen emphatically to them. Express gratitude. When things aren't well, take a short break. If you can't truly reach win-win, remember that no deal, in some cases, is the best solution. Never stop believing in the possibility of the third alternative.